One, two, three, four.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Still so much more to come. Stick around for Naughty After Nine as well with self-confessed, sex-obsessed Nadia Bocchetti on the show.
And also, love your involvement on Facebook and Instagram, at Tom and Ollie.
And Twitter as well. Twitter's been coming through tonight.
Oh, yeah. Jake said on Facebook, he's in the car park listening to the show, loving it. I've added that part in. But he said, in front of me, I see this car, and it's the guy's got a rego, but it's in reverse. Dr. Wang. In reverse, though.
Reflected.
So if you can work it out backwards, then you can probably find him. Not that no one's going to find Dr. Wang.
God. So much wrong with that sentiment. We've still got Shameless Copycats coming up as well that we'd love to get your responses on. But hello, Mr. Callum Padgham.
G'day, Tom and Ollie. I'm really happy to be here. Can I be the third member, the third musketeer? Tom, Ollie and Callum?
Nah.
Don't laugh it off.
Definitely not.
It's a good joke, Callum.
Now, you know, if I had a soundboard, I'd be pressing that twice as hard as you.
Doesn't matter. It's all on me, mate. I've got control. You've got a web series coming out, and I love what you've done here. You've gone over to the US. You've caused some ruckus. Up next, let's hear about these insane things that Callum's been doing.
And the title's the best part, Tom. The American Tourist.
Hey!
A bit of a tourer, but also a bit of a terrorizer.
You say a bit of a tourer? Oh, yeah, no, I see what you did there. Yeah. Or what I did there.
Stick around. Callum's coming up next. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Solid rock, Goanna, Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
And Callum.
Good, mate. You've got in there. We've got Shameless Copycats coming up soon because we have questions. I've got questions for this guy. His name's Callum Padgham. He's got a brand new web series coming out this Friday called American Tourist. Callum, welcome to the studio. You've basically gone over to the US and you've caused some ruckus and filmed it. Is that basically it?
That's basically it. And there are succinct 5-minute episodes coming out every Friday on my YouTube channel throughout the month of June. That starts this Friday.
You are literally the original prankster.
Well,
not really.
Why not?
Well, the original. I mean, there's been other ones.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know that candid camera gags were still around.
That's right. I've just brought them back. Candid camera's back. 2018.
So, Callum, are you a YouTuber? Is that your title? What do we call you?
That's. I actually had to come out to my parents at Christmas.
Mum,
as a YouTuber. Kicked out firmly on the street.
Yeah.
Well, let's play the theme song to this brand new web series called American Tourist. Nice.
That's Madeline Lamont and the Desert Swells. Great Melbourne country band.
Oh, there you go. Well, we've actually got a country band that we love.
We've got our own style of country music.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm late to the trio. Yeah. Just fill me in on anything off air. Maybe not on air. It's a bit embarrassing.
Have you heard of Aaron Watson at all?
Have I ever?
Oh.
When you fear, when you fail, when you feel you're going to fall, follow your heart and always believe in the
cut it.
It's my boyfriend's favorite song.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think, though, for Tom, for Callum, who's just been to Nashville, maybe God Loves Cowboys would have been the most appropriate song to play.
Yeah, you mean this one.
Ooh, that's why God loves cowboys.
Now tell us.
So good.
It's funny that you should say Nashville, because that actually happens to be, coincidentally, the first episode that's coming out this Friday.
Well, that's why I said it, Callum. I was segueing into the fact that you've been to Nashville and you've even leveraged the idea of country music. Why don't you give our audience a bit of a taste as to what they can expect from American Tourist in episode one?
Okay, so episode one, I believe I saved the best till first, which is actually the age-old entertainers trope. Yeah. Essentially what happened 10 years ago, Keith Urban, the famous guy, sued a very unfamous oil painter from New Jersey, also named Keith Urban, for owning the website www.keithurban.com.
Okay.
Now, in a triumphant win for the little guy, the oil painter actually won the case, so I decided to bring back the unfamous Keith Urban for a legitimate meet and greet in downtown Nashville, the country music capital of the world, and just not tell anyone that it wasn't the famous Keith Urban.
Okay, great.
So as you can imagine, actually, Tom, we actually ended up getting a fair few people pretty excited.
You got a chant going, didn't you? How many people were there chanting?
Look, by the time that this thing climaxed, we wound up with about 60 people. And I would say, like, the median age you're looking at is about 55, all white, all overweight, all marginally homophobic, like, just real perfect fodder.
Triple M.
And yet Keith's long hair, they love it. They're loving Keith's beautiful locks and sexy look.
But you never actually believe, because it really, I was just about to, can I say the S word? I can't say the S word.
Yeah, so,
oh, so shit hit the fan.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
well, I was
going
to say, just to get some clarity, what you're doing here is you're just shit stirring.
That's right.
You? You've gone to America to cause trouble.
I'm sticking a stick in America, in the bowl, the proverbial toilet bowl of America, and stirring it around in circles.
So you've got these earnest Keith Urban fans chanting along in the streets.
No, it's not earnest Keith, it's just Keith.
Ah, okay, that's a different person.
Yes, that's right. But you'd actually never believe, because it all culminated in a moment when a lovely lady that runs a tour bus company, this is a huge spoiler alert, by the way, everybody, a lovely lady that runs a tour bus company actually emerged from the crowd and had a suggestion of her own.
You ain't seen my double decker?
Oh, you've got a double decker?
Yeah, I'll bring it right up here. I'll put you and him right on it.
Okay. Oh, you can put 60 people on it?
Sure can. You want to go for a ride?
Do we want to get 60 people on with Keith Urban?
Can we make it happen?
Can we make it happen, Tanya?
All I do is make one phone call if you're serious.
I'm damn serious. Right. Bring it on down.
Hang on. So that's an operator of a tour bus company.
That's right.
Wanting to give you a double-decker bus to put Keith Urban and 60 people on it.
That's right, because she was so excited. It's just amazing cross-promotion for both Keith Urban and Nashville's most significant tour bus company.
Callum, I have seen the trailer, and it's got to be seen to be believed, this stuff. And with Americans as well, there's a real visual element to the way they get involved. But how do you create such a moment, a raw moment, in the streets?
Well, this is the thing. I think I could only pull off that particular scenario in that particular city because Keith Urban happens to actually be Australian.
Mm.
So, if I was to try, so I can walk around and I can actually pretend to be Keith Urban's tour manager, and everybody's like, well, he must be. I mean, just listen to his accent. Nobody I know can do a convincing Australian accent.
Oh God, this is so full on for a night show, isn't it?
Is it? Like, well, you should have thought that before inviting me in. Just so we all know, I actually invited myself in.
So, did you get into any real trouble? Let's forget about Nashville. That sounds like it went off without a hitch, apart from the
essentially without a hitch. There was actually a little bit of trouble at the end.
Oh.
We looked this up. It's on. It doesn't exist.
Of course, none of this does.
And you just can't do it.
I look like a dumbass.
To be fair, you did organise the bus on your own accord.
I did it because we thought Keith Urban was here.
Keith Urban is here.
He's in town.
That is not Keith Urban. No.
It's just another guy named Keith Urban.
No,
that's
the
joke.
But it's not funny.
How good is it when somebody says so self-righteously, but it's not funny? And then on the other side of the world on commercial radio, a room
back.
Full of people laugh.
Yeah, yeah. She's just saying, we trusted you. Isn't that? That's what it is.
Well, I love
like a bad person.
I love in America, though, how everything is big, everything's grand, everything's massive. And so we thought on 133353, what's the most American experience you've had? Like, what's some of the crazy stuff you got up to overseas?
Give us your America highlights.
Yeah, and you can also watch Callum's series, American Tourist, from this Friday, the 1st of June, coming to YouTube every Friday, with that first episode being Nashville. Callum will stick around, but 133353.
What is the loosest thing you saw in America? What is your American highlight? What do you need to share about your trails and travels to America?
133353. Give us a call. You with Tom and Ollie.
And Callum.
Oh, on Triple M. Jesus Christ. It's Longview, Green Day, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And we've got a guy called Callum in here. Very soon we'll ask you about your shameless copycats.
Ooh.
And Ollie's got a brand new sports watch as well that he wants to talk about.
Well, my watch just said move. It buzzed and said move, which I already hate about this watch. But thanks for the gift, Tom.
Callum Padgham is in here. He's got a web series coming out on Friday called American Tourist. He's gone over to the States. He's caused some ruckus. He's filmed it. Like a great episode of Candid Camera, and it'll be coming to you. Five episodes.
We keep doing the Candid Camera thing, don't
well,
we?
That's all it is. It's, you know, that's
all. Well, that's all it is.
Is it like the show Just for Laughs, where the audio is not required?
It's exactly the same, just less funny.
Yeah, like
it actually is. It's the same title and everything.
big ladders falling off buildings and people landing into trucks.
This is the shameless copycat right here.
There'll be five episodes. The first one comes out this Friday. But we're asking 133353 for your crazy American experiences. What happened in America that you can give us a call about? 133353. You went to Burning Man though, Callum.
I did go to Burning Man. I'm an avid burner. This will be my fourth.
An avid burner.
Avid burner. What's you got to get down with the lingo, man. This will be my fourth burn this year. Now, episode 2 of American Tourist.
I've got a burner.
You tell your burner phone. He says lifting up a phone for all of the people of Triple M to see.
Yeah, my iPhone 8's a burner.
Yeah. Now, something a lot of people don't know is that 1 in every 1,000 participants at Burning Man is actually an undercover cop.
Really?
Yeah, is that a stat? Right. 1 in every 1,000?
Straight up and down. So something, yeah, it's a huge amount, and a lot of burners are very paranoid, and as such, I decided to take advantage of this and pretend to be an undercover cop out at Burning Man this year, which actually proved quite interesting when asking people if they had any cannabis.
I've just run out of weed for my pipe. Do either of you guys have any weed at all?
I don't.
I literally just took all the weed out of my bag and left it at my camp.
Oh, where's your camp?
Where's my camp?
Yeah, no big deal. I'm just a burner, just like you.
And insane that Cypress Hill is playing in the background. I mean, how perfect is that?
Isn't that insane in the membrane?
Is it so insane in the membrane?
Oh,
so
those poor burners.
That's right. Those poor burners. You're down with the lingo already.
Yeah, I got
Am
it.
Am I ruining Burning Man by saying you should come to Burning Man on a commercial network?
Probably. Although for us, though, we're going, yeah, sweet. We're involved. Thanks, man. So is Burning Man your example of the most crazy American thing you've seen?
I think so. It's a very global thing. But in saying that as well, it could only exist in America because it is so about showing off to your neighbor and being bigger, being better.
Yeah. Well, on Twitter, Tim's getting involved with the question, crazy American things you've seen. He said, I was kicked out of Warner Brothers in LA for doing Trump impersonations in the West Wing set.
Oh, good. Oh, that's
Should we get him on the show?
Oh, that's great.
Let's get Tim on.
Chris, I'm on 3353. What's the most American thing you saw over in America?
Yeah, g'day, boys. I really like the show, first of all.
Thanks, Chris.
No worries. Cheers. Right, so last year, a whole bunch of mates and I, we did a road trip from Texas to Miami. And about halfway through in Memphis, we were setting off fireworks about 1 in the morning for July 4, Independence Day.
Good on
you. And as you can imagine, it's pretty loud. And we were carrying on a bit. We'd had a few. And this one bloke comes around the corner carrying on like an idiot. You guys get the F out of here. You know, I'll blow your heads off. And he had a gun with him.
He crossed Chris.
Oh,
either a shotgun or a rifle, we're not sure. But, geez, we piled in that van and got out of there.
Oh, man.
Kept driving.
Mate, we absolutely hightailed it.
Yeah. Guns in America. I don't know if that's an issue, actually.
Yeah, that's crazy. Who would have thought?
Nuts. That's nuts. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Oh, yeah, good. Same too, guys. Really love the show.
It's great. Everyone's on the show tonight. That's good.
Hopefully Branka will say that up next. But, Greg, what's the most American experience you had?
Oh, mate, many years ago, we got told by the travel agent, mate and I went over there and to sort of... sow our wild oats, so to speak. And they said, whatever you do, don't get in trouble with the cops because they will throw you in jail and ask questions later. Yeah. So on our first night, we went to this nightclub. And
is that where you sow oats?
The nightclub.
Yeah. And
good, Callum. Sorry, Greg. Callum's new to this.
Yeah, we weren't having much luck, so we went to this diner afterwards, and it was full of LA police. And... they must have heard us talking and we were pretty loud and we'd had quite a bit to drink. And anyway, got in the car and proceeded to drive along on the wrong side of the road. And next thing you know, the cops in the background with the flashing lights pulled us over. And my friend and I were absolutely sweating bricks, so to speak. And they said, I thought, geez, where
Yeah, so the craziest thing was they drove on the wrong side of the road. So
that is crazy.
Drive on the right side of the road. This is all stories about guys doing dumb stuff. Like our callers are doing the dumb stuff.
We're drinking.
Not seeing crazy stuff,
no.
Just doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Branka, what's your crazy American experience?
Love the show.
Well, just firstly, I actually like the show more than the previous callers.
Yes, thank you so much.
More than the two previous callers.
Oh, wow.
And your story's not as long as theirs.
We probably won't fade you out either.
Mine will be very brief. Okay, it must be a gun thing because this is good old 20-something years ago. I threatened to do a runner on a taxi driver when I was living in San Francisco and proceeded to have a gun pulled on me. I said, what if I do a runner? And he pulled a gun out and said, I'd shoot you. And just jokes, you know.
That's logic. That's called American logic, isn't it?
It is.
That's insane.
So did you do the runner or you paid?
Oh, I never planned on not paying. I test the waters.
Yeah, well, you learned your lesson.
Well, you can see what happens. Maybe guns were pulled on Callum Padgham as you can see his web series coming out this Friday called American Tourists. Callum, thank you so much for coming in, mate.
I'm so happy to be here. Boys!
Oh, I'll fade you down now.
American Tourist, T-O-U-R-R-O-R-I-S-T.
Just search that one on YouTube, guys.